Thank you, Andrew. Morning, everyone. Glad to see everybody. The theme for this year's stewardship campaign is grace, faith, and love. The talk that I planned, the talk that I would give, and the one that I'd wished I'd given, this is the one that I'd wished I'd given. I found a picture last month of me when I was first starting out. I'm wearing a gray suit, a white shirt, and a red tie. And I decided that was all terribly boring and I really wanted to wear Giorgio Armani and live the life of a movie star. And that worked for about 1 minute. It ended up with me doing just massive quantities of alcohol and drugs, and that eventually landed me in recovery 23 years ago. The very first thing that I learned in recovery is that life is fragile. People in life are not disposable. Grace, faith, and love. I learned in recovery that grace is a free gift, gratis, being given what we do not deserve. The flip side of that is mercy, not being given what we do deserve. Grace and mercy, mercy and grace. Now faith, well, that's just the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things unseen, from Hebrews 11:1. We live to hope, we stay expectant, that's simply the human condition. But love, that's a real tough one. Its counterpart is forgiveness. God forgives, people do not. Love and forgiveness are somewhat interchangeable. I had lunch on Friday with parishioner George Fagno. We both share an enormous love for this place and believe St. Michael's is a formidable church. It has withstood much, it will withstand more. But it will only be as good as the people who are in it. Please don't leave. I thank George for being my friend. You guys took me in and taught me how to behave. Nonsense, he said, which simply means yes. I'd asked him if he'd heard the news about Blake, and he'd not. I filled him in, and I said, boy, Blake's a great, got a kid's energy, great passion, plenty of smarts, and infectious good cheer. I've only cried 4 times in my adult life, I told him, and this made me cry. George lamented, and he said, that would be a terrible, terrible shame. We are both very sad about this. We wish he would stay. Grace, faith, and love. I do my very best every day to be decent, and when I die, I want people to be able to say he was quirkier than hell, but he sure was decent. If they do that, then it will mean that I have done my job of leaving this place better than I found it. I found a quote from Mother Teresa which really sums up how I live to be decent, why I give, and how I pledge. People are often unreasonable and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are honest, people may cheat you. Be honest anyway. If you find happiness, people may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today may be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway. For you see, in the end, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. And so I looked again at that picture and took a look at what I'd become. I'm now back in a gray suit, a white shirt, and a red tie. I haven't gone anywhere after all of that. It's only a full circle. Not a full circle, but a spiral, Blake said. It's from a much higher elevation. And you see, that would make me cry.